Hi everyone, this is Coach Stephanie Wood, and I'm with my favorite colleague, Sharon Shrieky, and we're here at Tap Into Your Body Confidence Your Way podcast. And before we get into our topic today, please, Sharon, tell people how they can connect with you and what you're up to.
Okay, well, you could connect to me by emailing me and putting in the podcast, putting in podcast as the subject matter. I do enjoy these podcasts with Stephanie, and Stephanie and I, we both enjoy coaching people to their getting to, so that they can get to their best, the best version, a better version of themselves. Stephanie and I enjoy having these talks. And so if anybody out there would like to contact me, it's Sharon Shrieky at gmail.com, SharonShrieqi at gmail.com. And how about you, Steph? What are you up to?
Well, to add on to what you proficiently told everybody is that, we truly, both of us are entrepreneurs, and we truly love to coach entrepreneurs to be the best version of themselves in all areas of their life. And you can contact me. Oh, excuse me, I don't want to use that word contact. Connect with me at body, BODY, or awe.com. Check out my body knowledge system. It's a playbook that helps you in all areas of your life and your body confidence. So, Sharon, we did this the last time we talked, where entrepreneurs have been asking us, what are the questions that I want to ask myself so I know I truly want to be an entrepreneur. So, any question comes up for you first? I put you on the spot first.
Yeah, I know that. Let's so what I think is I like to see the picture, how they picture the end result. And so it's always questions about how it looks. What does it look like in 5 years? Where are we? Where what's going on? And then we work backwards. And so if we can first figure out what success is, what it means to them, then they're able to they're able to see it. They're able to get to it. They're able to come out with a plan on how to get there, their way.
I really love that. I like working back 5 years and go back. So, because 5 years ahead of time can be a lot to deal with. Like,
Yeah.
I don't
Well,
know where I might be in 2 days. I don't know where
do
I'm
that.
gonna be.
Do
But
that.
it's good to, with a coach, it's good to explore that in a conversation. So I'm going to add on to what you said, Sharon, is I want my entrepreneurs to be, and also my entrepreneurs who are now entrepreneurs, is to how do they create their business within their lifestyle? To me, that is most important because if I can't create it within my lifestyle, what I want to do with my family, what I want to do with my husband, what I want to do with my friends. And I know you love coaching around relationships. So the question would be, how do you integrate your business with your lifestyle? I'm going to ask you that. Give
Okay.
me your answer.
All right. Well, the first thing I think that I need to figure out if I had to, answer that question is what's most important to me? And so I mean, like for me, my business is very important, but my family goals is a little bit it outweighs it. And so my business has to work around my family life. That's so that is like a glaring absolute. I mean that's where I need to be. So I know that I need to make sure that I have all those family pieces in place, and then I can fit my business around that family. That for me. But in it's so that doesn't mean that it's that works for everybody else. Sometimes people have their business and then they fit their family around it. And either way, it's good. It's everybody has their own, you know, their own way of looking at it, their own angle. And the beauty is to customize it. And that's, I know that, you know, you do that. That's working with entrepreneurs. I know that that's more of your forte, and that's a big piece of what you do, right?
But what I really liked what you said is, okay, we can coordinate our business with our lifestyle and our family, or we could do it vice versa. So right. These are two options that you have given us, given our audience, which is truly, truly inspiring, Sharon, because for me, I kind of go both ways. I'll do my lifestyle around my business, and then I'll do my business comes first and my lifestyle second, depending on what's important to me in the moment. How does that sound?
Yeah, that sounds right. There are moments when we need to focus more on our business, and there are moments where we need to put the business on the side and take care of our family, our family issues, or the things that come up. That, you know, I think we're always doing this little dance of what's my most pressing issue? Where do I need the most attention at this moment? That's also a benefit of using a coach, because a coach can help us in that area when we're stuck, as to, you know what happens with, you know, when the stress monster comes, our brain goes blank, you know, and so then we have that opportunity. You know, I guess the lucky people have that opportunity to discuss that with a coach. They're able to, you know, together in a place of belonging, work out what is their priority at the moment. What's the most important thing to take care of? What's the most pressing issue?
And to add on to that, Sharon, another question that my entrepreneurs ask me is, you know, what is my safety net? I mean, I'm just starting out in this business. We really have to look at the finances and be very honest. When you're starting out, you're investing, you're maybe using more of your time within the business. To me, the business is like another child.
Yeah.
Not a husband. I didn't say husband.
Yes, another more child. Like a child. Because
now,
a child
you're
is,
very good at this, you know, with your children. I know you nurture them. You listen to them. You tell them to leave the room if necessary.
So, right.
If we see our business as one of our children, what would be the strategies, or I would say the conflicts that come up? Not
so
that
I
you
think,
come up with your children, but anyway,
you know,
just let's
not.
Talk about it.
You know what it is? I think what it is we can influence, but we can't control. So that even in a business where we're influencing and we're nurturing, but we don't always have control. There are moments and places and times where we have to allow the business to unfold and move and see the direction of where it's going and how it could. And then there are moments, of course, there are moments and areas where we can control it, but then there are areas. And that's a very important piece, because if we feel like we have to control it, and then it's something that we really can't control, then we get angry, we get frustrated, and then we get stressed. And what happens with stress? Bye-bye brain. Bye-bye brain. You know, and so when, you know, we're stressed out, our brain does not work properly, and we usually make mistakes. And like I said, that's the perfect time to
Here's the visualization before we wrap up. The visualization that I see is you, if with one of your children, she has her hands wrapped around her and saying, "No, I'm not doing that now." Now, if that child was your business, How would you cope with that kind of confrontation? I mean,
So, I just want to be clear on it. So you're saying that if my business is going to in a direction that I don't want it to go, what can I do?
yes, your business is just standing there going, no.
Right. I will not do this. I will not. This is not where I can go. And I want it to go there. So, like I said, I think that influence works better, influencing the, seeing the picture. So, like, I would think that that sounds like maybe a team issue. If we have a team, we sit down and we figure out what we can do to get it to influence it, to, to nudge it, to make it feel, to make it work more like, to let it make it go where we want it to go.
And
And
isn't
so,
that extraordinary? Because that no that I emphatically said is really a gift. Like maybe I'm not looking at all the ways I can do this project.
right. Yes. That no is a gift because there's always another way. That, like I said, we can't think of another way when we're stressed because a lot of times we just shut down, our brain shuts down. But when we're in a team or when we're the coach or we have the right, person across from us to discuss things, we're able to say, hey, there's other ways. All of a sudden you hear another perspective and it's one that you never thought of.
Very
And that
cool.
no does become a gift. That no does become a gift because you do it a different way.
I think that is our message for the day. Sharon, tell people how to connect with you, please.
Okay, well, they can reach me. They can email me at sharonshrieky@gmail.com. That's SHARONSHRIQUI@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. How about you, Steph?
Body Awe, BODYAWE.com. Check out some goodies on the site. And Sharon, I'll be speaking to you soon. Thank you
And I'm
so
looking,
much.
thank you. Looking forward to it.